Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're now into hour number two on this live Thursday transmission. I've been spending a lot of time on Event 201 in lockstep, where the Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, admit they're bringing in world government, authoritarianism, the end of an open free society. Now, I think Bill Burr's a good comedian. He's against cancel culture, and he's got courage to come out and criticize it in this landscape of cowards. I mean, in a world of cowards, a person with any courage is a hero. And that's a scary thing. And when the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty, as Thomas Jefferson said. But he did this whole special on Netflix, and he got into depopulation, and he said, let's just say what we want. We need to depopulate the earth. Some areas are overpopulated. Some places have taken up the resources, but most areas are not, and you could sustain this population. If you remove having 2.1% replacement rate for every two adults, 2.1 kids on average, society collapses unless you get rid of a human future. And that's what's happening right now, is a globalist reclamation project to sabotage civilization and destroy the real carrying capacity of the earth, have those that implement the crisis ride it as the planetary rulers and the saviors. Here's what the comedian had to say.
Come out and say it and just say, look, 85% of you have to go. That's it.
That's a UN number, by the way.
It's it. I have been bitching about the population problem for three specials in a row. Waiting for some politician to bring it up, but they won't do it. They won't do it. We live
in a democracy.
Themselves
the elites.
Right?
Can't
be honest.
Kill me.
Democracy.
Start billions.
Vote. You can't run with that as your platform.
Oh, but let's take vaccines to save people.
Elected, I would implement a program to immediately eliminate at least 85% of you.
That's COVID-19.
This planet cannot sustain the sheer numbers. Let me finish. This will not be arbitrary under your seats as a multiple choice questionnaire. If you did not bring a pencil, you're already out.
Oh, but Bill isn't.
You can't do that. You got to be nice. You got to be nice, especially this day and age, man. Everybody getting in trouble. All these damn groups out there. Bitch moaning and complaining anytime anybody says anything. Hey, we're kind of a group. You got to apologize. I'm sorry to people who own Sharpays. I didn't mean to say that it's an ugly-ass dog. Nah.
And notice they're all willing to kill everybody, but not themselves.
In your group. What about that?
But they're mad about what you say. Now, they want to silence you so you can be taken out.
In this country. Nobody gives a
And the very people that want to force inoculate you are the ones that want to kill you.
Who the f*** joins a group? I'm going to join a group. That's what I'm going to do today. Go to meetings. Kind of a f***ing loser. Right? That's the same way I look at people laugh who got upset about, you know, Michael Sam, the gay football player, kissing
There's
his boyfriend
future.
When he got drafted. Everybody bitch moaning
and
complaining.
Like,
you know what? That's what you get for watching the draft.
The robots get the drops. You don't. Oh, but you're not needed anymore.
Now, once again, what kind of a f***ing loser just sits there watching round after round? The Jets are up next. I think they need a court.
So they're all sitting there. You know, that was just out 6 months ago. And now they're not allowed to go to hear another human talk because the clampdown's here. Oh, you're like, yay, kill everybody. Oh, well, we're starting it. We're making you obsolete right now, getting rid of the infrastructure for you. Worldwide depression. Hundreds of millions are going to starve to death. Woo! But don't worry. You're getting free checks that first 6 months, that first year. Some of you are. The middle class is, not the poor people. Oh, no. They're all having to move in with mama, but mama don't have money no more. So, oh, there's going to be more homeless. Oh, the collapse is here. And so a sick part of me is, all these 60-something millions of babies we've killed, nobody came to their help. So all these yuppies and trendies want to live in the dystopic New World Order and get exterminated. Well, line on up. But, you know, the leftists are in on it. They're not going to take the inoculations. They want us to. Oh, yes, they do. How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now, 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets, it'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now, and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
You are non-essential. You are obsolete. Yes, you're in a world that didn't need to be, but is. A planetary world government run by the corporate fascist UN with its big trained satanic gorilla China making its move against humanity. And the average Westerner's drunk on the fumes of liberty and wealth left in the gas tank. But soon the engine will stall. Soon the cities will burn. Soon the prosperity will be gone. And the rise of the robots will be here. And the end of the age of man will dawn. And because you will not fight, you will die! All the big sporting events, they have the robots dancing. No humans, but we are here. We will control them. We will boss them. We will corral them into the dustbin of history. It wasn't tanks and foreign armies that could conquer humans. Not the frontal assault. It was the opiates of entertainment and decadence. They couldn't defeat men, so by their dark alchemy, they turned us into narcissistic, sociopathic, arrogant, selfish animals. Too arrogant to even save ourselves. Too selfish to even admit the peril we were all under. Too committed to the church of Satan to stand up and take God's hand and be lifted into the stars. Because you didn't want to be angels. You wanted to fall. And fall you have, and fall I have. But out of this nightmare, it will become so painful, and all the convenience will be gone.
that you will later beg on your knees to God that you'd have done something when you could. I don't raise this because it was the top story on Twitter and still in the top 10 trends this morning when I checked it. I cover it because it's an illustration of incredible deception and a great teaching tool for myself and others. From Australia to Germany, from Mexico to the United States, from South Africa to Japan, from the United Kingdom to Libya. 6 foot is being enforced, masks are being enforced, and now we're told children must live in bubbles, and you must be tracked, you must be traced, you must take inoculations. The United Nations is the only boss. They tell us what we can do. And Bill Gates admits COVID-19 is a giant event 201 drill for a real bioweapon that will be released soon. We've behaved so well. We've done what we're told. We've proven we'll submit. And now the medical system has put fraudulent numbers of millions that died of other things in the COVID column. And we've followed orders to kill old people in the nursing homes. And the censorships worked so well to shut down now thousands of doctors and scientists and medical workers that tried to speak out. That now they're going to totally destroy the economy and they're going to release bioweapons that are really deadly and they're going to kill you. Because Bill Gates said there's too many of you. And the UN said there's too many of you. And Bill Burr went and his specials and said we need to kill 85%. And the big audience was kill us. Just like a TED Talk. Bill Gates said 8-9 years ago, he said, we're going to reduce world population by 80%. We're going to lower the number of humans that we're having to zero. And everybody, standing ovation. Oh, but he doesn't want you to die, so he's got a vaccine for you. And he's spending billions to do it of tax-free money he's given by the Ford, Carnegie, and Rockefeller Foundations. That's 2 + 2 = 4. He wants to depopulate you. His father ran Planned Parenthood. He's on record saying he wants to depopulate Africa. But he wants you to have a shot so you don't get sick. But he admits it doesn't really help you. It's going to hurt a lot of people. And it does tend to reduce fertility. But and the average black person, white person, you name it, that thinks they're middle class will say, well, there are too many people. Well, then blow your head off. Slit your wrist. Jump off a cliff. Just don't take anybody with you when you do it. Seriously, if you want to kill everybody else, be a good teacher. And you know the best way to teach people is by example. Oh, no. Bill Gates is far too precious to ever harm a little hair on his chinny chin chin. He wants you to die. But he wants to do it where you die in 5 or 6 or 10 years. With the little goodies he's got in 4 of the vaccines he's funding that aren't even vaccines. You know, I mean, if I had a 357 Magnum and I put the shells in it and I put it to your head and I said, it's a vaccine, and I pull the trigger and blew your head off, well, it'd be okay because it's a vaccine. You know, if I took a hatchet and put it in your face, just a random person, I said, it's a vaccine. You know, a vaccine, learned immunity goes back, you know, thousands of years, where people figured out you could take the pus from a cow that had a different disease, like smallpox, and you could jam it in somebody's arm and give it to them. And once they'd had it, they wouldn't get it again. But sometimes the cure is worse than the disease. But the thought was, if you give it to somebody when they're not run down, people used to die in the winter from smallpox because they weren't getting vitamin D3 from the sun. They didn't know why. They just knew they thought vapors were in the cold. And that's why they said, you know, wear lots of clothing because the cold gives it to you. No, it's the lack of sunlight. But they knew cold and damp gave it to you. And so they'd take a little toothpick. First examples of this about 500 years ago, got written down 500 years ago because they didn't have printing presses until then. And they just stick it in your arm and you get a little scar. And if you do it in the summer, they just knew the doctors were like the apothecaries, the witch doctors, the, you know, the local surgeons, the barbers. Barbers would do it. That's why you get the barber pole is the blue, the white, the red. Usually just red and white. Red's the blood, white's the bandages. Barbers pulled teeth. Barbers did inoculations. Barbers did surgeries. Depending on how, quote, a good barber you were, they're usually close to a drugstore called an apothecary. You'd go there, and that's what that symbol of a drugstore is, a grinder, a bowl and a grinder. and they have, you know, vitamins and minerals and things in there that really worked. Big Pharma just came in and took all that over, and then you know, now just get rid of the old thing. But some was good in the old, some was bad. Just like Chinese medicine is very, ancient Chinese medicine is very similar to ancient Western medicine. But the old days, the Catholic Church would burn you at the stake if you were, you know, gathering herbs and things. That was seen as witchcraft. But because knowledge is evil, right? We see today knowledge is witchcraft. I mean, they say, if you tell people vitamin D3 is essential not to get COVID-19, they'll arrest you. If medical doctors prescribe it, they'll send a SWAT team. Medical doctors give you vitamin C in Michigan, they're SWAT teaming you. Because the UN says none of that helps. Doesn't matter. The NIH website says it does. The UN is boss. But I digress. We're now under the United Nations control. And complying with all this is only going to intensify how bad the civilization gets. So when we come back, I'm going to run through this exercise they engaged in to take what I did and totally twist it and make it the number one thing on the internet. And so understanding this, you'll understand it all. Look at the latest COVID takeover. It's a permanent post-human takeover. When they're done, you'll all be dead.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
To be here in this broadcast. It's supposed to be off the air. But thanks to you spreading the word, it's more important than it's ever been. I'm going to cover the waterfront on news next segment, all the big campaign news, economy news, plans to try to have Democrat states secede and challenge the election. I mean, that's the waters we're in with 81 days out. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. But first, let's just get into the anatomy of a hoax. Middle of the show, the boom operator, John, over there, says, hey, you're number one on Twitter. And during the break, I go look at it, and it's a one-minute clip, edited out of context, and they say, look, he's randomly just screaming at teenagers for no reason. He's insane. And they gave no context. Not, there's these giant city parks where you don't even see anyone because they're so huge, called greenbelts that are as big as state parks. And there's just entrances in the woods off of neighborhoods where people have been going, where I've been going since high school. And they're there blocking it. So the one my wife goes to, the one I go to, she went with a friend. She comes in. I've already cooked breakfast with the kids. I'm sitting there. And she's like, man, they like saw me and said, get out of here. And we're really rude. And said, you got to register. And they've got like a stupid plastic front up there. And it's just ridiculous in the woods. So I go over there. And they say, hey, you can't go in there. You got to be registered. And I already saw them turning people away saying it was full. Total lie. Wouldn't even let them, quote, register with the COVID tracing. So they edit that down. The station puts out a fake article. Kind of people came to my table at a restaurant and said, we're going to kill you. We're going to get you. They're waiting for me outside. I yell back at them. They shoot video of it, put it on Reddit, and say, Jones just attacked us for no reason. I said they came to my table, threatened me. I called the manager multiple times. They did it three times. Statesman, to their credit, Jonathan Tillwell, I've never seen mainstream media tell the truth ever in like 5 years. He did it. He hates me, but he said, no, I went to the restaurant. They said that he complained they were coming to his table, threatening him. So that's what they do. F you and your family. You're going to effing die. I hope you die. Hope you eat. You know what? I'm leaving. They're waiting for me. Okay? I yell at them. That turns into Alex Jones is bad. So that's how these Decepticons operate. And so they trend it number one on Twitter that I just yelled at random people. No, you hear them on the tape. So they knew when they edited this, they go, hey, you don't have a pass, you can't be in here. And they just cut to me like 5 minutes later yelling at them. I was there for an hour. The police came and said, he's right. They ordered the lifeguards to stop blocking entrance. They said, there is no law. We've checked. You can't do it. That's huge. Nowhere is that there, that the families then could go in where they'd been coming for decades. So that's the level. Yeah, they're in high-fiving the family after the police say, no, you can go in. And look, the police have the teenagers across the street where they ordered them. They said, get out of there. Stop doing it. Then more lifeguards showed up, and the police said, stop doing it. You can't do it. There's no ordinance. No law's been passed. This is wrong. It turns into Jones is a bully, bullying college students who were flipping us off. But that's how they operate, ladies and gentlemen. They laughed at me. They told me, F off, when I'd been there a few minutes. That's when I started yelling at them. But the left are deceivers, and as a group, they deceive. It's who they are. fraud is their MO. But it got worse. By afternoon, I guess they decided, well, this isn't good. This one version of the video has 8 million views. It's like 15 million views right now. People found the real version. And so, what did they do? Look at these headlines. When hashtag Alex Jones does a stick at the local park, and it trends more than hashtag Biden Harris 2020 landslide. So how do they respond? Boom. Child porn found on documents Alex Jones sent to lawyers of San Diego families, court filing says. They boosted this to the top of Twitter above the video so we get hundreds of thousands of views. But people began to actually read the article where the FBI said it was unopened emails we've been sent years ago that they requested in a deposition in discovery and that we were the victim. But the headline still makes me look bad, but in the article admits we were the victims. So that's the left again. Covering up real pedophilia, sexualization of children, drag queen pervert story time, but Alex Jones, that leads a crusade against it, he is a child porn person who would send it to the families of the Sandy Hook people. All lies. So, look. Here it is, headline. Jones just being mean to random women. No, she was laughing at me, saying, you're a joke, you can't come in. She got there after the other lifeguards were thrown out by the police. It's just the Barton Springs is a small creek that's spring-fed up by the main creek that's been there forever and that they charge you a couple dollars to go into. Now that's basically closed to the public. So what they do is they just seize the entire Barton Creek and the huge Greenbelt, saying it's theirs. And instead of thousands going down there, that's hundreds of square miles, no one can. And so Alex Jones going to stand up for families' rights. So I sat there and watched families walk up. Hey, I've always come here. Well, sorry. Registration. Okay, can I register? No, sorry, it's full. Little smart-ass, snot-nosed, scummy. I mean, I sat there for 30 minutes in my truck watching them. Because you can't normally park right up at it, but there was nobody being let in. So I can pull right up, and I'm sitting there 20 yards away, window down on my truck, watching them stand behind the green makeshift counter they put up with plexiglass, going, stay back, COVID. They even told me, stay back, COVID. And I watched the families, and so I got out by like the 10th family I saw turn back, and I said, sir, there's no ordinance. I've checked it. I'm about to go up here and confront them. I said, watch what happens. So the guy sat there and watched me. He waited. Cops came. An hour later, they said, yes, sir, you can go in. There's no law. It's unenforceable. And he high-fived me and went in. But see, how do you take something like that, that if everybody started doing it, we would be out of this problem overnight? Civil disobedience, nonviolent. I could have been nicer, but they were flipping me off and smart mouths. And, man, I'm tired of this, man. I have been taking girls down to that Greenbelt since I was 17, to that very entrance. I've been going to the Greenbelt since I was 2 years old. We visited Grandma down here. I'm from Dallas. But I've been here since high school. I've been going to that Greenbelt since high school. I've been going in that entrance since college. I've probably taken 20 dates down there. I've had great picnics, great fishing, great hiking. Most days I go down there, no one's even there. And now, permanently, are snot-nosed scum waiting at the entrance for COVID tracing. And the governor gave hundreds of millions to Google to run it. And then the evil Twitter takes that and lies about me and then says I'm sending people child porn. That's the scum and the filth of the technocracy and the type of abuse they'll carry out in their corporate evil while they support China with giant death camps. So that's who we're up against. These aren't liberal trendies that run Twitter, Facebook, and Google. These are monstrous, hardened war criminals engaged in the takedown of the West and coming with forced inoculations for you and your family and banning doctors from their own free speech in America.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So, she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people. That the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking ExtendoVite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First off, let me announce some activism we're going to be engaged in. I told a listener yesterday that I'm going to go out tomorrow from 6 to 8. We haven't picked a location yet. I'm thinking it'll be the Capitol. We'll just pick that. 6 to 8 Friday at the Capitol, downtown, calling it American Flag Drop, where we go out, we support President Trump, we support reopening the country and the nation. So please come out to that. That is downtown Austin. That's Congress and 11th Street. They've got the Capitol closed because of the COVID hoax, but right in front of it, there's a big steps to the beginning of the Capitol grounds. and that's a perfect place to have that flag drop that I think should become a nationwide event. You heard the caller from Chicago talk about how successful it is. We're going to be out there with our American flags, Old Glory, Texas flag, you name it, and that will be tomorrow. When I went down there this Sunday to the what's known as the Hill of Life, it's like a three-quarters. When I went down there this Saturday, it's a quarter-mile hill. When I went down to the Hill of Life this, again, I'm cutting a promo here live on air, and I have tendencies to, when they're doing stuff, I have a tendency to watch the screen and look for the address so I can give it out, and I just don't have the address. I'm not going to do this now. We'll do it later. Just shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it down. Not a big deal. Just it's for the next segment. Please print me the address because I don't see it on the screen and I can't tell them the address. So I'll do that next segment. I'm going to rebroadcast for a minute though. I need to take a break here. Stuff sometimes it's not the crew's fault. There's just I'm like the director of my own show, and so it's just very frustrating. The crew does a great job, and then I need something and I can't tell you the address if I don't have it. And so, or maybe I was missing it on the screen, so I'm just going to get that. It's too late now. Just stop. Okay, and then we're just going to do this for a minute. I'm going to take a break. The problem is I'm also shooting promos during the segments. I may stop doing that during the segment breaks because I need to get refocused. I need to get reset. And I had a lot I was going to say and a lot I was going to do. And sometimes I go a little astray on that, and then we have a problem. So I'm going to go to a very special report here. And then we're going to come back, and I'm going to maybe later at the end of the show do the promo for the event. We need to really take action against this. We need to be able to exercise our will because we're being locked up like prisoners in our houses with an AI grid that's going to control us. We're being taught we're too toxic to be out in the public and that we're evil carbon-based life forms. I've always told you the plan is we're dirty, we're bad. We're evil. We have to be gotten rid of. We're bad for the earth. We're bad for other humans. And that's all this is. And this is admitted to Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. And it's a dystopia because good people will put up with it. And because you're not dystopic yourself, so you keep projecting onto it that it's not bad. It is bad. And I know the audience gets that, but I'm not saying all this to try to make it sound scarier than it is. There's not words to describe how diabolical and organized it is. Anything and everything the globalists promote must be rejected out of hand. Let's go to this special report. CNN says Joe Biden to step down for Kamala Harris. Clip 9. CNN says Joe Biden to step down for Kamala Harris after election. It's on Bandop video. Here it is.
This is yet again dead on. Over a year ago, we predicted that Joe Biden would simply be a placeholder for whoever he chose as his VP running mate, and that he would then step aside. CNN is now reporting officially that that is the plan with Kamala Harris, and that he plans to step aside as soon as he gets into office. She's bought and paid for by big tech. She's completely empty like Joe Biden and will follow the globalist orders. It's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris on record that have openly said we should take orders from China and that communist China should dictate every facet of our lives. America was only a few months away from being completely economically defeated. Communist China owned our debt. Hollywood produced almost all of our prescription drugs, manufacturing, and rare earth minerals. The President Trump got in office, and now for the last 3.5 years, the deep state allied with communist China has been battling as hard as they can to shut down the U.S. economy and ensure that we lose the trade war with China. Months ago, and then again weeks ago, InfoWars was on record predicting Kamala Harris and not Susan Rice. Susan Rice is a globalist. Susan Rice hates America, but she's intelligent and she tends to sometimes act on her own. The establishment does not want that. They want someone totally bought and paid for, completely fake, totally sociopathic, like Kamala Harris, and now they found their woman. It doesn't matter if she supported Joe Biden when she was in the California government by throwing the book at black Americans and giving them 3 times the prison sentences of white people with minimum sentencing. It doesn't matter if she then flip-flopped and called Joe Biden a racist for his busing practices and also for his prison practices. It doesn't doesn't matter that she came out and said, I believe the women that say he assaulted them and they should be heard. She's totally flip-flopping on all of that now, but that's okay because she's a woman and because she has a little bit of African blood in her, even though her family was one of the biggest plantation owners and slave owners in Jamaica. You just can't make this up. So, Trump's here trying to empower the country, trying to turn our industry back on, trying to make fair trade deals, trying to rebuild our military, trying to secure our borders. And here comes the slave master minion, Kamala Harris, to use the color of her skin as a pretext to further destabilize this country and try to silence any criticism of her and the globalist agenda. The New World Order control freaks don't just like Kamala Harris. They love her because she's a rubber stamp for their agenda. She wants the entire Green Deal that would shut down our economy. She wants to restrict red meat and ban plastic straws. She wants to get rid of our oil industry. This woman is a globalist weapon system. But most importantly, in the final equation, remember that she's been very honest about her views on the Second Amendment and wants all semi-autos banned and would sign an executive order and have them confiscated. She believes, as Beto O'Rourke does, that it's time to take all Americans' semi-automatic firearms, completing our journey into total slavery. While at the same time, she wants to defund the police and let criminals run wild, but again, tell us we don't have a right to protect ourselves while she is a senator with armed bodyguards and will now have Secret Service protection as the VP pick of Joe Biden. Hypocrisy, fraud, deceit, corruption, two-facedness, hatred of America, attacks on the family, attacks on males, attacks on everything that makes our country strong. Kamala Harris was rejected and was only polling at 1% during the Democrat primaries. Particularly amongst black Americans, they saw the fake fraud she was. Willie Brown dated her for years, the mayor of San Francisco, and says, she's bad news. He begged Biden, if you're going to pick a black woman, pick a real black woman. This lady is not trustworthy. Her own boyfriend is warning the world. But again, the establishment believes they can override the people's will, the Democratic Party's will, the populist will, and force these two minions into the White House so the globalists can complete our journey into total collapse. They are openly saying they're going to challenge the election when Trump wins. If he challenges their challenge, they're saying he's a dictator and have called the military to overthrow him. This is all being announced as the official plan. In the next 80 days, America is fighting for its life. That's why you, out there watching, need to raise the alarm as the modern Paul Revere's, and by word of mouth share this report and other reports from Band.video and Infowars.com/show to override the AI censors. You've been doing it, and that's why Trump's winning and why a landslide is coming. But just because a huge red wave is coming in, they're building a huge seawall of election fraud, race war, and tyranny. So even though a landslide's coming, their fraud may be able to block it, and there's going to be a huge confrontation. I'm getting chills right now. I know you are. We are living to see America fight for its life and win if we all take action. God bless and good luck.
All right, by the way, if you're watching on TV, the green belt I'm on is what they're banning the public from. You notice I just do whatever I want. And by the way, I'll announce when we come back. I'm going down there Saturday with American flags, and I'm marching to that green belt. Nothing's going to stop me.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Over the world, the United Nations directed lockdown is going into stage four. In places like Melbourne, Australia, they are completely locking down entire cities, entire tower blocks for weeks and weeks and months, and you can't even leave your house even with a mask on. And now the UN says they want to come into your house and take your children. Now New Zealand is announcing this. This is all a United Nations power grab. And so, this Saturday at high noon, I'm going to one of the main Greenbelt Park entrances in Austin, Texas. If you're coming in from outside town, all you do is put in the Hill of Life. 1710 Camp Craft Road, Austin, Texas, 78746. Open now, 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. But when you get there, they now have contact tracers there wanting your driver's license, your name, your number for contact tracing, and they're only letting in people when they first set up their checkpoint. After that, everyone else is turned back. I went past the checkpoint, went down, checked it. No one was there. Normally at this one entrance, parking on the local streets, you'll have by noon on a Saturday when there's lots of rain and the creek's full, 100, 200 vehicles. There were six or seven vehicles when I got there. Most of those were, quote, park police, which didn't exist until recently. They are SJWs. We've got footage of the old park entrance. Now they've got a green divider set up with plexiglass for the Kabuki Theater that you stand behind when they refuse to let you in to this particular entrance. It is a quarter of a mile steep grade down and back up. People like Lance Armstrong, who lives nearby, are routinely on it. I've seen him there probably 20 times running up and down in the morning. That's the type of stuff that's going on there. At the bottom, you come to Barton Creek. And this footage looks like it was shot a few years ago, because now it's even up higher, and I recognize that area and know the lay of the land and the brush. So it's very, very pretty, but you can see in this footage that the woman goes down there with her dog. There's no one there because it's several hundred square miles, and all it is entrances by people's houses down to it because it's a canyon and they can't build on it, so the city bought it. Now, Lake Austin, which is just a dam in Colorado, dumps into it, and it dumps into it. And on the side where people own houses, there's boating and swimming. But on the side that hits downtown, they tell you no swimming allowed just in the last decade because they don't want the common slave being able to swim in that beautiful body of water. Imagine being able to park your car in some areas, walk down 100 yards, and you're on water like that. Radio listeners are missing it. And because the city bought for hundreds of millions of dollars over 20 miles of it, in some cases going out over 1,000 acres on each side, it's incredible. You get lost out there. They don't want you on it. And again, Paul Watson wrote about this for Summit.News, and on his Twitter article, his Twitter link, people are like, yeah, I'm in Spain. Yeah, I'm in Australia. Yeah, I'm in the U.S. The state parks closed. The national parks closed. I mean, they say, oh, it's open, but they're not giving anyone reservations. They're empty. Because it's Agenda 21. They don't want anyone there. So God gave us this planet and gave us this dominion. And I used to read to people out of Agenda 21, out of Agenda 2030. I made a film about it called America's Way by Design in 1997. And people said, okay, there's UN signs. The regulations and the treaties say the UN run it. But they'll never make you come by reservation and not let people in. Guess what? They do now. And that's what all of this is about. And I knew they were making people get reservations, but it didn't hit home till my wife comes back. And she wasn't even mad. She just said, man, these punk kids were like really rude to me and my friend. Her friend's a successful realtor. And again, they're both nice numbers. You know what I mean? Imagine good-looking professional women can't even go down to the creek on public property without snot-nosed girls. What are you doing here? You don't have a reservation. I said to my wife, did you get in her face? No, the country's just gone. We just got to move out of here. And I'm like, move out. They'll get us the next place. I'm going down there. And again, this is a microcosm of everything. When are we going to start pushing back? Because of COVID-19, the biggest city park in the country? Pull up a satellite shot of Austin. The entire central and western area, you'll notice there's a green sliver, like a triangle, that starts downtown and goes all the way out into the hill country. And they bought even more land out in the hill country. 300,000 plus acres in the hill country owned by Austin and Kirk Watson, who became a state senator and set up a bank that administers all the land. Oh, my God. You got to zoom in on Austin and show people. See where it's all green out there? Zoom in. No houses on that. Zoom in. See the hill of life right there. And then all the way out west, they have seized all of it. And I warned people at the time. I said, listen, the green belt's already there. You can already go down on that. You don't need to buy all the land around it. They're going to steal it. They're going to turn around and develop it. And guess what they've done out west of town? And the 300,000 acres they got. They built ranchettes on it, and they all became fabulously rich. And now they're seizing control. And it's the same in every country, every area. In the 80s and 90s, they grabbed the green belts, and now worldwide, they're selling them off. But before they can do that, they got to minimize it, they got to cut it back, and they got to teach you not to use it. And there's nothing a dirty liberal likes more than being abused by liberals above them. And so I'm down there going, we paid for this. It's in the law. It's ours. The police say it's not enforceable. There's not even a law to keep me off this. The police are, he's right. You kids, get off this. You can't do this. The cops put their jobs on the line. They were all saluting me when I left because they know the law. But it doesn't matter. The alchemy of the Austin American Statesman says, I just screamed at innocent people guarding a swimming pool. Look at this crazy guy. He just screamed at lifeguards for no reason. I show up. They say, hey, you got a reservation? You got a pass? No, I don't. And all of a sudden I hear like, you're a jerk. I hate you. F you. I turn around. Girl's like flipping me off. These are hateful nobodies. But that's how tyranny works in Nazi Germany, the Hitler Youth, or in Maoist, the Maoist Youth Brigades. Who do you think Antifa is? So again, this is a microcosm of everything on this planet right now. You're being herded. You're being taught to submit. And the footage people shot of the Greenbelt is just atrocious. We ought to go down there and shoot some B-roll for it. It's totally mad. Hell, they'll just say it doesn't exist next. It'll be a conspiracy theory. If you say it exists, then they'll just bulldoze it all, put more golf courses on it, and say it never existed. I'm telling you, they're now saying that they might outlaw vaginal birth. I told you 20 years ago, they'll someday say vaginal birth doesn't exist and that breastfeeding doesn't exist. And they already try to keep the baby away the first day so the mother's milk doesn't come in so they can put them on the formula and the brain is 20% smaller on average with a massive IQ reduction. This is all scientific, turning us into these mindless jellyfish. But I'm going down there this Saturday, noon. We're going to have our American flags, and we're going to march right past the contact tracers, and we're going to go down to that water, and we're going to swim. So go swimming with Alex Jones in Barton Creek this Saturday, high noon. And they'll probably stand down because that's what they do. They don't want to show us like Rosa Parks sitting at the front of the bus. I predict they stand down, but if they don't, even better. And then next week, we're going to go somewhere else. We're going to go to Barton Springs itself. 1710 Camp Craft Road, Austin, Texas, 78746, the Hill of Life. And Owen loves to demonstrate. Owen will go out to the first Austin Friday flag drop, 6 p.m. after a show downtown in front of the Capitol. He'll do that. I'll do this. Owen's invited. Oh, the crew wants to go. Bring your dogs. Bring everything. And we're going to go down there. We're going to enjoy the land that Austin citizens paid for that has been stolen. And wherever you are in the country, organize your own and do it. Like the Chicago guy with the flag drop that's spreading everywhere. Great idea. Let's adopt it. This idea. Take back our parks. Take back our beaches. Take back our land. Just like they've done in California. This is the same thing. And the police are saying, yeah, there's not even an ordinance. They can't stop you. But that turns into Jones bullies women. Yeah. Oh, like Jeffrey Epstein tortures kids? You mean like that, you child-molesting devil worshippers? We'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.